Hi, John. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Dr. Wright. I have a dear friend in Knoxville, Tennessee, and she has a burning mouth. She's had over 400 surgeries on her mouth during her lifetime. She's 81 right now. Do you have any idea what might be causing the burning mouth? She says it's extremely painful and she can't wear dentures.
Oh, my. Now, the surgeries weren't for burning mouth, were they?
Pardon?
The surgeries weren't supposed to fix the burning mouth, were they?
No. No,
okay,
she just had some bad dentistry work done.
Okay, so dentistry took work. One really have to take a look at that to say anything even close to for certain, sir. But has she yet tried something that's not going to hurt anybody anytime, anywhere, even if you're a little baby? It's just aloe vera gel. And sometimes people have told me that they go around with aloe vera gel in their mouth for at least a few minutes and sometimes longer every day, that at least settles down the burning. I'm not going to tell you it cures it totally, but aloe is very, very good for soothing mucosal surfaces, and all that means is the slick part of the slick surface inside our mouth and inside our guts and all that. And there's a whole lot of studies from universities, mostly in Texas, because that's where the old cactus grows, where you get the aloe. Anyway, that showed that indeed it does help, and so I just took advantage of that information and asked people with burning mouth to try it, and some of them say, hey, that stuff really helps. I wish I could tell you it was 100%, but it is the majority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just the gel form of aloe vera, not the liquid.
The gel form of aloe vera, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's pure aloe vera. There's a lot of companies that sell it in big old jars.
Yeah, I will tell her that and see if we can't get some help going. She's just in a miserable pain at the moment.
Second thing, sir, is to check online at, of course, the W is first, and then ACAM. Oh, I'm wrong. Let me see. Let me amend that. www.iaomt. IA.
International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology.
There you go, sir. You're ahead of me again. And
I don't know about that, but okay.
See if she can find a dentist who does natural as much as possible, and they do exist. And if she can find one near her, that'd be the place to check in if she hasn't seen one of those dentists before.
She's actually been one of the DAM's representatives because of her problem.
Mm-hmm. Whose representatives?
Pardon?
You say she's been to somebody's representatives? Whose?
She has been the DAMS, Dental Amalgam Mercury Syndrome or Solutions organization, a nonprofit. She's
okay.
Been at one of their reps because of the problem she's had.
Well, good for her.
And she still hasn't gotten, you know, this is still giving her a lot of trouble. She did, by the way, play with mercury-treated seed when she was a child. She said the seeds were pink. And her father told her, never go into this building where they were. And her sister talked her into it. And they were both in there playing with it.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope that's not contributing, sir. Well, one of those dentists would know, and if you haven't heard of this other organization, International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine, IABDM, they also are online. And sometimes, and it is usual, they're both doing as much natural as is possible to do in dentistry, but there's almost always two organizations or more in dentistry or medicine or law or whatever. So they're both good, though.
Yes. Is there a possibility that her system could be too acid?
She could check that easily with the under-the-tongue strips, sir. You know, the pH strips you can get over the counter? Sure, she could check
mm-hmm.
that, and it's possible, yes.
Okay.
And she'd find out in a heck of a hurry.
Yeah, you sure would. You sure would. Well, I certainly appreciate all your effort. And, of course, we've been through the wars between us over the years. So it's been an interesting time frame to be associated with you and having chatted with you and listened to your lectures in the past.
Well, thank you so much for doing so, sir. And I hope you don't get totally bored one of these days.
Yeah. You got that right. Okay. Well,
okay.
I appreciate your effort. Thank you very much, Doctor.
And thank you for calling, sir. I really appreciate that, too.